to the day.
Live from a secret bunker behind enemy lines on the frontier of free speech, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a New Jersey man jailed and charged with plotting a terrorist attack on Trump Tower and other high-level targets, and he was sending money to the terrorist group as well in exchange for its support. Another homegrown crackpot caught in his Islamic plot just in time. Two, brand new this hour, Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she will not be bullied into auto insurance reform or on her support for fringe abortion positions, both of which are at odds with Michigan voters. But the newly minted governor seems unfazed at this point. And number one, mega donors and political superstars in Michigan, the DeVos family, have cut all financial ties to Congressman Justin Amash and his wacko ideas. Those financial ties go back more than a decade to before the time that Amash was elected to Congress the first time, and hopefully it'll help usher him right back out the door. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Yeah, Congressman Justin Amash. Being punished, I suppose, is a way to look at it. Being punished, I suppose, for his anti-Republican positions all too often. And not just the fact that he's a never-Trumper. Not just the fact that he came out this week as the only Republican saying that Donald Trump has committed and engaged in impeachable conduct. But because of a long string of positions that are at odds with common sense, at odds with the 3rd Congressional District in Michigan, I would say. Amash has already attracted a couple of challengers for his primary in 2020. Some believe he may run for president as the Libertarian candidate. Of course, that's a no-win situation. You're not going to win there, of course. And without the DeVos family money, without the checkbook being open by the DeVos family, I wonder where we go from here. Here's a quote. DeVos family members have not made campaign contributions to Congressman Amash during this political cycle, and based on earlier discussions, have no plans to do so. So said Nick Wassmiller, a family spokesperson. Amash is from Cascade Township, representing Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, and became the first Republican congressman, as I mentioned, to support impeachment proceedings based on the findings of Bob Mueller's report. Wassmiller, however, said, in fact, it was not these recent comments. The decisions had already been made on Amash. His leftist positions had already pushed the DeVos family away. Now, this is important. This money goes back more than a decade. They are, at least previously, the DeVos family and the Amash family had been close. He said the report from the spokesperson said the family had expressed concerns about the inability of Amash to advance efforts connected to important policy matters. The DeVos family was pushed into the limelight by Rich DeVos, one of the founders of Amway, of course. Been a high-profile in Republican politics for decades. In 2013 and 14, the last time Amash faced a strong primary competitor, the family put up $65,000 to his campaign. This year, it will be zero. The family stuck by Amash in 14, even as some Grand Rapids business leaders who once backed him threw their money and support behind his challenger, businessman Brian Ellis. But Amash came out ahead 57-43%. The real question here, because, as you know, one of the extended members, the members of the extended DeVos family, is Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education. And you have to wonder now, will this mean that other mega donors say, you know what, Justin, we've had enough? With the DeVos family ending its support, will it mean that other mega donors say, you know what, we're not giving you 65 grand either or anything? You know, one of the keys to re-election in Congress is having a war chest that's huge. But when big donors start walking away, and you wonder if the big donors then line up behind one of his challengers. We'll keep an eye on that. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has already vowed to veto abortion restrictions legislation pending in the state legislature, saying this week, saying yesterday, she will also fight the ballot push to ban abortion after a heartbeat is detected. Some of the laws passed in places like Georgia and Mississippi. The initiative announced this week by the Michigan Heartbeat Coalition would make it a felony for doctors to perform abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. That usually happens around 6 to 8 weeks of pregnancy. Whitmer reiterating her promise to veto pending bills that ban a specific abortion procedure, and will fight the ballot initiative as well, she says. There's a ballot initiative coming. The 2020 political landscape in Michigan is going to be packed full. You have a presidential election. You have a race for the U.S. Senate seat held by Gary Peters. No idea who the Republican is going to be yet, but somebody will step up to run for that position. Then you have ballot initiatives that could involve auto insurance if we don't get somewhere. And could involve abortion if we don't get somewhere. All of these things could be on the ballot for you and I to decide. It's going to be a big year, which means endless wall-to-wall commercials in 2020 when it comes to politics. Just look for it. It's coming. Whitmer said this, Michigan is a state that wants access for women to health care. This is a procedure that is safe, that has saved women's lives and protected our reproductivity. I don't know which procedure she's referring to exactly. And for government and a bunch of men in government, frankly, to get between a woman and her provider is downright dangerous. So it's men. It's men. It's misogynistic men that are creating this problem for the governor. It's you guys. You're the problem. She says it's downright dangerous, especially when most men can't even spell endometriosis, much less tell you what it means. Mm-hmm. The Mayo Clinic describes the condition on its website as often painful disorder in which tissue that normally lines the inside of the uterus, the endometrium, grows outside of your uterus. Whitmer, a longtime supporter of abortion rights who made national waves in 2013 by revealing her own story of sexual assault on the Senate floor and tried to stop a bill making people get extra riders on their insurance to cover abortion. The effort failed but gained traction with the pro-choice community. As you look at 2020, it's going to be unlike any year you've ever seen in politics. It's going to be unlike any year you've ever seen in politics in this state for sure. I mean, if you just go back 3 years, nobody would have believed, except me, of course, but not many people would have believed that Donald Trump stood much of a chance in Michigan to win. I predicted in July of 2016 that he would, in fact, win Michigan. I told you how and why. You can go back and check the writings. I believe if the election were held today, he would hold on to Michigan by a little bit wider margin because the people that elected him believe he's doing what they asked him to do, fighting for America, fighting for Michigan, fighting for jobs, fighting for the border, fighting for sovereignty. And so it's going to be an exciting year, politically speaking, come 2020. No question. A lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. It's 14 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.